two rookie quarterbacks over the course of 5 days to start the season. What do you know about Geno Smith, and what are the challenges he's going to present?
You know, he's obviously a guy that can scramble a little bit, extend plays. As a defensive lineman, you have to be smart and not letting him able, you know, extend a play and let the receivers uncover, you know, to where he can run for a first down as well. So you just have to be smart as far as, you know, pass rush lanes and keeping him contained.
Are there similarities between him and E.J. Manuel in terms of how the guys are preparing for
this game? I mean, both similar to where they can extend a play. And, you know, again, if you run up the field and open up a lane where he can just step up and run for a first down, that's something that you don't want to have as well. So, you know, both quarterbacks able to scramble and use their feet a little bit to extend plays. So you just have to be smart as a D lineman.
You guys deal with the short weeks a lot, but it's different because it's week two and you're coming off that first game.
Well, you know, having such a short week, you just have to get your body back to as much of 100% as you can get it. You know, these NFL games, they take a lot out of you, so you just have to make sure you do your best to recover to play on a Thursday night game like this. So, again, you just have to really study hard, and because you don't have that extra day off, extra few days off actually that you would have if you were playing on Sunday.
So is that, I guess, why the walkthroughs may help you guys this
week? Yeah, definitely. You know, just obviously going over our game plan and you know, having everybody know what their job is.
How about this rivalry? I know you've had some big games against the Jets. Can you just talk about this rivalry, and it's still as fresh as ever?
Or? Well, it's a division game. You know, anytime you're playing somebody in your division, you know, you just have to, you know, do your very best to have a great performance. So, for me, you know, it's just any game I'm playing in, I'm playing as hard as I can, 100 miles an hour. So, you know, the Jets, obviously, you know, we always have some tough games fought between us. So I think that, you know, Thursday is going to be another one of those good games where it's going to be physical and everyone's going to have a lot of energy.
As a defense, you guys got off the field on third down pretty much. And you only 14 points, but how do you get pressure on the quarterback?
You know, guys that can scramble, you just have to make sure that you don't get too far up the field. You know, certain quarterbacks that are pocket quarterbacks that they don't have the ability to scramble, you know, you can kind of just get off on the ball and, you know, run to a point. Well, you know, with guys that can scramble a little bit, you have to be smarter and not just run past them, because you could just step up and scramble for 15, 20 yards. So, you know, having some experience with guys that can scramble, you can't be as aggressive in your pass rush unless you win instantly. So, yeah, the one-on-one battles, you just have to make sure you have a clean win.
Is that hard to remember when it's going on?
No, because, you know, through the whole week of preparation, you're telling yourself, you know, you have to have a certain style of pass rush and, you know, you can't be out of control, you know. So you have to definitely be in control and, again, be smart.
Is there a balance there when, you know, trying not to give a quarterback too much time?
Yeah, there definitely is. So, you know, when you're rushing the quarterback, the guy that can scramble, you have to know that I'm trying to get to him, yeah, but I'm also not trying to give up a spot for him to step up into and scramble for 20 yards.
Rob, you're talking about, you know, recovering from the games physically. Is it almost better to have this short week early in the season?
I mean, if you have it early, your body's not as broken down as it would be, say, week 10, 12, you know. So some of the teams that are going to have 13 games and then play in a couple days after they played on Sunday, you know, it's kind of hard as the season progresses. So, you know, for us to have this now, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Warning, Rob, I mean, just because of the nature of that, the fact you guys had a game one last week and you really don't see a lot of tape on those guys, per se, and now you're in a similar situation here very quickly. I'm just curious about the in-game adjustments being made.
Well, you know, you get into the game, you see the things that they're trying to do against you. You get to the sidelines, you talk to the coaches, you look at the pictures, and, you know, you try and make your adjustments on the fly. We don't have as much game tape as we would as, you know, if we were playing them later in the year. So, you know, you see what they did against Tampa, and you know that they're going to attack you differently because, obviously, you're the Patriots, and there's always going to be a little bit of change up there for us. So, you just do your best to adapt and do things on the fly.
How much is it an advantage with having guys, I mean, the lineup sprinkled with guys up in here for a while, you, Gerard, Vince, Devin, advantage maybe versus when you played with younger guys when you make those in-game adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, it, for me, you know, playing with guys like Vince and Drod and even Tommy, he's been in the league for a long time, you know, those guys understand that, you know, there's a progression in a game. You see what they, you know, they come out with. You get to the sidelines. You talk it over with your coaches, and, you know, you make adjustments. So, you know, the younger guys, they're just going to experience it and learn it for themselves on, you know, how to get through an NFL game. You see the things that you have to correct during the game, and you try to improve on it throughout the game.
Is it almost like the game plan you put in is kind of just like, all right, this is what we're going to start with, but let's just, yeah.
Well, you know, your game plan is you see what they do in the preseason, you see what they do the first week of the season, you try and anticipate some of the things that they're going to try and focus on, and, you know, you go out there and you try and stop those things that they're going to focus, and then whatever they change throughout the game that you're not prepared for, you try and say, okay, this is what's going on, and then you adjust on the fly. And, you know, that's the one thing about the NFL is you have to be able to adapt very quickly.
Are those usually more like little tweaks than kind of wholesale changes?
Yeah, you know, just things like, hey, watch this, watch that, this guy's key, that guy's key. It's just, you know, things that happens in every NFL game.
How much better do you feel like you know your group after one game because you spend the whole offseason with them?
Yeah, you know, luckily for me, I've been here for a while, and then a lot of guys that I'm playing with, you know, pretty much the same unit as last year. So, you know, it's good to know that the guy next to you and the guy to the other side of you, you know, we're all pretty much on the same page. But, again, early in the season, we got to continue to improve, you know, and week one, you know, we got to be a lot better in week 10. So you got to just, it's constant improvement, constant learning, and playing better as a defense.